FarmWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
From our look around America in our popular NCF last segment, folks, as Mary and I welcome you back to the New York City area for this G-Block, swimming, cycling, and running across 18 countries is today's personal connection, and we're sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
And whether you're traveling yourself or with your family, just like having a good itinerary, a valid passport, and quality luggage, travel insurance is certainly important for a successful trip. You just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations, so don't put your investment or your well-being at risk. Travel Guard is affordable and provides protection in a lot of different ways.
Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there. And when you think about what travel can cost and the challenges you're facing if or when something goes awry, just do what we do, folks. Get covered with TravelGuard.com. And you can also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. In September of 2020, German endurance athlete Jonas Deichmann began the epic triathlon around the world. Although no stranger to the rigor of serious races, this particular race would throw a big curveball Jonas's way. Traversing 18 countries, swimming, cycling, and running, Jonas is joining us today via Skype to share more on this journey and today's personal connection.
Well, it's Saturday afternoon for you, Jonas. Saturday morning here in New York. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Hello, a big pleasure to be part of it.
Well, thanks very much for being part of it as well. I know we've got you connected via Skype right now. You know, traversing 18 countries as part of a triathlon, it's certainly a way to see the world. I want you to give us an idea of how long it took and the distance you covered and what that worked out to on a daily basis, because it sounds like a heck of a lot of miles, Jonas.
Yeah, well, I did the first triathlon around the world, a distance of pretty much exactly 120 times Ironman. So I started in Germany and cycled to the Croatian coast, where I swam for 460 kilometers along the shore. And I continued on the bicycle across Eastern Europe and Ukraine and Russia all the way to the Pacific in the Russian coast. And then I ran 5,000 kilometers across Mexico and finished off with another 4,000K of cycling from Portugal to Germany. So in total, it took me around 14 months.
Did you say the equivalent of 120 Ironman races?
Yes, that's correct.
Wow. Okay, so Jonas, from what I understand, you started in Munich and you cycled to Croatia. That sounds exhausting just saying that, but then you began your swimming leg. So I'm assuming that you swam through Croatia. We'll find out in a minute. But I've had two friends do triathlons, and they're runners, and they have both told me that the swimming was the worst. So I'm curious where you swam, if you swam in Croatia, and how hard that was, if it was difficult for you.
Well, it's the same for me because I'm originally a cyclist and a good runner, but I never really swam. So this was the by far hardest thing I've ever done. And I swam mostly along the shore, basically the entire Croatian coast. And I was doing this unsupported. So there was no boat, no team behind. I had a raft that I pulled along with my gear. And in the evening, I swam to the shore, slept on some rocks on the beach, and then continued swimming. And this took me 54 days to finish off.
Oh, my goodness. Pulling your own raft as well. All right, let's get to the unimaginable challenge of this journey that I don't think anybody could prepare for, this pandemic. So after you completed the cycling and the swimming part of this triathlon around the world, I think your intent was to run across the U.S., from what I understand?
That is correct. I planned this project before the pandemic. But I set off between the first and the second wave of COVID in Europe. So naturally, border closures were a big thing for me. And I had to change my route several times. Originally, I wanted to have a southern route for the cycling leg across Asia and then run from San Francisco to New York. But I couldn't get in, so I cycled in winter across Siberia, and then I ran in summer across Mexico. So perfect timing.
All right, well, let's talk about Mexico.
Because winter in Siberia. Oh, my
exactly.
goodness.
It was something that jumped out to me about your travels and your story, frankly, Jonas. It was the time that you were in Mexico where you had to run, you know, you had police alongside you with guns in some of the more dangerous areas, the cartel zones, but you were also welcomed warmly by locals. And it connected with me because I saw something very similar during a trip to Mazatlan with this show about 5 years ago now. So how did these experiences impact
Except you weren't running.
No, I was not running. I was not. In some cases, I probably should have been, but no.
Well, when I set off in Tijuana for the run, basically nobody in Mexico knew me. And I ran pretty alone to Baja California. But then a street dog joined La Coqueta. She really liked running, and she joined running for 130 kilometers. Of course, I couldn't take her, so I looked for someone to adopt her. And she got adopted, and she got a medal and became like an honorary member of the community. Like they made a big story out of her. And the next day, I was national news as the German Forrest Gump. I was never alone again. I had like hundreds of people coming from all over Mexico that joined running, and this became like a big party. And then sometimes there was the drug cartel, and they just wanted to take selfies. So I was under their protection. And then I got my police escort.
Right.
And in Mexico, they always do it a bit bigger. One car wasn't enough anymore. At one point, I had 9 police cars behind me and 11 police motorbikes that drove ahead and closed the traffic for me that I couldn't
run. Well, that got rid of
security.
That made it easier, and that got rid of maybe any nervousness and so forth. But that certainly was not what you were planning when you made these. When you were thinking about doing this world triathlon of having a police escort through Mexico.
Not at all. I thought this would be a very lonesome run across Mexico. And I was a bit concerned about security, of course,
sure.
But in the end, and I was well protected. And the police, they got a bit bored driving behind me with like 10, 12 km/h all day. So at some point, they started running, and this got viral. So afterwards, a lot of policemen, they joined running too.
What a great part of the story. Jonas, you're in our personal connection segment today, where we like to explore guests' travels, however they've done those travels, and the impact that those travels have had. I'd like to know, I think a lot of us listening would like to know, what was the experience like for you mentally? I'm sure it was very draining physically, but I'm sure you must have learned something about yourself on this amazing adventure.
For me, around 95% of completing a challenge like this is mentally. In the end, I wasn't a strong swimmer, I wasn't a runner, and I finished 120 marathons in 17 days, and swam across the Adriatic Sea. Because in the end, it's simply a matter of your motivation. And that gives me a lot of optimism for future projects. Because if you want something badly enough, then well, you just do it.
Well, I think that's very true. Did you learn, I love to say, you know, when you are in the thick of something like this, you need a lot of tenacity, because I'm sure you've got the one voice on one shoulder saying to you, Jonas, I'm tired, stop, you're not going to do this, you can't do it. And then you've got the other little voice on the other shoulder saying, you know, you can do it, let's go. And it's that tenacity. I mean, that's something I think everyone listening right now can resonate with. Did you experience that?
All the time. It's exactly how it works. You need to overcome this this challenge every day. And for me, there are several techniques I use to do this. A very important one is that, and it's very far, it's hard to say to see the finish line. When I'm running 120 marathons and after one marathon, I'm in a lot of pain, this is not very motivating. So, but in my mind, I don't run 120 marathons. I always look at Google, where's the next restaurant, where's the next gas station? Oh, it's just a few kilometers away, and there I get some tacos, I get a chocolate bar, and then I'm happy again.
Yeah.
And yeah, like 400 tacos later, I was in Cancun. So it's this ability of having a very big goal and breaking it down in a lot of small ones, very small ones, and rewarding yourself all the time with something. This is one of the big secrets of completing challenges like this.
No breaking question. It down. Yeah.
Well, so what's next? What's next for Jonas Dykman?
Well, now the next few months, I'm busy mostly in Germany and Europe with speeches, and I wrote a best-selling book. Also, The Limit is Just Me, and the documentary film is coming into the cinemas on Monday. Will also be in the US a little bit later.
And what is that called?
The Limit is Just Me.
The Limit is Just Me.
Okay, great title.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, so listen, so Jonas, you're go ahead. I'm sorry.
And yeah, my next big project starts end of next year. It's again going around the world. No one has ever done it in that way, but it's top secret.
Okay, so but that means you're going to have to come back. We'll have to have another yes. episode of the show. Or through some of our travels, maybe we'll catch up with you out there on the road. I'm not sure I'm going to go do, you know, 120, 130 miles of running with you, but, you know, we could enjoy a taco.
We jog a few miles and have a taco with you, for sure.
Exactly right.
Well, my next project is going across the U.S. also. It's part of the trip.
All right, we'll definitely stay in touch. Folks, if you want to learn more about Jonas's accomplishments and follow everything he's doing or the book, you can just go to jonasdeichmann.com. That's DEICHMANN.com. jonasdeichmann.com. Very nice to connect with you today, Jonas. Enjoy the rest of what's left of your Saturday and the weekend, okay?
Thank you, Ben. See you too.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, I just see Mary. Jonas just left our screen here in the studio on Skype, and folks,
we'll have to stay in touch with him on his next adventure.
Yeah, we certainly will for sure. So as we step aside for some sponsor messages, transporting pets when you travel is next, and also still ahead today is the Museum Gallery as we check in with the new Academy of Motion Pictures out in Los Angeles. Stay with us, folks. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.